Listen to me. There's really only one way out of this. Don't make me beg. You want me to tug at your sleeve? My gaze fixing intently on you? I'm already doing it. Don't stand with your back to me. Your spine straight as an unyielding bamboo. Only makes me want to hug you from behind and bury my cheek on your back and then give you a good bite. I knew you'd be like this. You've always been this way since we were young, stubborn, pure, obstinate. If I tease you, you'll be as rigid as a statue. But this time was different. We were trapped in this secret room. The barriers around us, as impenetrable as an iron barrel. Not even a fly could escape. And that damn dual cultivation manual sat on the stone platform, glowing with a golden light, as if mocking us. Come on, don't you want to just take it? It's like someone giving you a gold mine for free, and you refuse to take it, and do nothing about it. Are you a saint? Are you practically Michael? Who is Michael? He's an archangel in another dimension. What's an archangel? Oh my goodness, you're just hopeless. Did you doze off in the class of extra-dimensional creation studies? Anyway, do you know how precious this secret book is? People out there can kill each other for it, as long as we practice the mind techniques on it. We can live like immortals. Isn't that what we're here for? Dual cultivation involves the union of both soul and body, achieved through the cultivation method outlined in the manual. The rules say, as long as we practice the dual cultivation technique described in the manual, we can leave this place. Simply put, we must make love. Okay, you're blushing now, but speak please. Use your voice. Talk to me. No? You said no? What the fu- Do you really understand the situation here? Don't make me step in front of you. Rising on my tiptoes. Pouty. Trying to make you see the grimace in my eyes. While your gaze dodges like a frightened rabbit. Your ears turning so red. They seem about to bleed. Let me touch that. What? Why did you slap my hand away? You look so flustered. You'd rather die than break that whole abstinence rule of our school? I know. This matter? We didn't expect it. It's not our fault. And why do you think my solution, which is the only solution, not acceptable? I mean, come on. I'm trying to save us. You know that. What? Your voice was so low it was almost inaudible. Your fingers clutching your sleeve so tightly, your knuckles turned white. Really? Are you really that nervous? Don't come any closer. What will you do if I come closer? Are you going to kill me? Using the precious sword I gave you as a birthday gift? You'd never do that. You would never hurt me. Let me remind you, you just reject my solution of saving our lives. So basically, you want us to die together. What? You don't want me to die? You think there's another solution? You want me to give you more time? I knew that hurdle in your heart. You just couldn't cross it. But this is a life and death choice. We die together, or we're having sex. Fine. If you don't want to, then we'll just wait here. Die together. It's not like I care anyway. Dying with you is a happy ending, I guess. But... I haven't gotten what I want most, so I'm not gonna listen to you. Now that I'm the higher level one, he'll listen to me. Why? Well, I might be younger than you, but I'm in the school before you. The master recognized me as his student first. I came before you, and you're his last student, which makes me your eldership. That's the rule. That's how it works. So, if our cultivation school is a big family, I'm like your elder sister here, and the master favors me more. You have to listen to me. You don't want me to be your sister? It's just an analogy, silly boy. Stop acting like you're so chaste. You think I want to have sex with you? You don't have any experience. What if you hurt me? Actually, I don't want to push you, but look, the manual clearly states that only dual cultivation can break the barrier. It's not like we're doing anything wrong. It's just to survive. Please? Please? I promise I won't tell anyone about this. I promise I won't be clingy. What do you mean it's not like that? You remain silent, like a stone. Great. You want me to beg you? Okay, fuck it. You make me really angry now. What? No swearing? Master said we can't swear? That I have to watch my language? God, you're so... Damn. You're so cute, you know? No, I'm not being sarcastic. Just agree to it, okay? I promise, once we get out, I won't bother you anymore. How about that? You said you just didn't want our relationship to get complicated? That you cherish our friendship? Come on, I know you sometimes use techniques to stalk me around with your mind. You call that friendship? What do you mean you're protecting me from danger? Have you ever considered that maybe I'm the most dangerous one? Okay, I don't want to keep coaxing you. We don't have time for this. If you keep being stubborn, I'm gonna fuck you. I don't give a shit what you think. I can see you're not so determined now. Your body language betrayed you. You're stiff, and you're breathing uneven. Your eyelashes trembling slightly, like reeds swaying in the wind. You're such a beautiful human being, you know? Such beauty passes with time, ages, and dies. Don't you think that would be a shame? Wait, I'm not feeling well. I'm going to lie down. Leave me alone. I think I might be dying. And the murderer is you. I won't let you go even if I'm a ghost. I'll follow you forever. Day and night. Every night in your dream to fuck you with all your kinks. No, don't come over here and hold me. Even if you hold me tightly like this and examine my body, the problem won't be solved. What? You agree? Not for immortality, but it's just that you can't think of any other solution? You're afraid of what might happen if we stay in the secret place any longer? You don't want me to get hurt? Your voice is so hoarse, barely recognizable. Hey, I know you want it too, baby. What? I can't call you baby. You want me to lie down? Okay. I'm going to be the pillow princess. I'm counting on you. I'm tired because you just made me try to talk you down. Now, turn the first page of this book and see what it says. Let me see. It says we need to get the energy flowing in our bodies like this. I can see a lot of energy in your body now. Are you feeling hazy and fuzzy now? Like I do? Blood buzzing in your ears? Your eyes are darkened in a truly animalistic way. When you fight with others, you're just like this. Where does that shy boy go? You are a fucking killing machine. I love that. Let me grab your cock so you can feel the right way and bury it inside me. There you go. Oh, oh my god, it feels so. Almost an hour. Please stop. Now you have to pull it out. Stop using your cock. Cram inside me over and over again. You wanna try boom boom cream pie next time? I love you. I just